Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, the 13th of April of 2022. I'm your host, the Miracle Man Show, the Miracle Man, as usual. And in case you don't hear that noise, I'm actually live at the Great Lakes Crossing Outlets here in Auburn Hills. I am going to have to leave in a few minutes, though, because they close at 7 o'clock. Why a mall still closes at 7 and not 8 or 9, I honestly, listeners, have no idea what to tell you as to why they do, because I honestly don't know. It's not like I know the reason, but I don't want to say. It's, I don't know the reason, so I'm not going to say, because I don't know. And so, it is good to be with you, though. And this is, in fact, the biggest outlet mall in the state, and about the third biggest mall of any kind in Michigan. There's only two that are certainly bigger. One is 12 Oaks in Novi, over on the west side of the Detroit area. And then another one that's bigger than this is Lakeside Mall, Lakeside Center Mall over there in Utica, Sterling Heights, over on the northeast side. This is generally the north middle, but one of the best malls in the state. Very few in the way of vacancies. In fact, no vacancies in the food court. As far as the food places, there are no vacancies. And there is one there's a fast food place they put out in the hallway at where an ice cream place used to be. It's a new place called Onion Roll. They're supposed to have conies and different things like that I will be trying at some point. I am curious, honestly, to see how it is. I am truly curious, you could say. And then this is one of the malls that actually has three pretzel places still in it. Rather than the usual just one or two, there's three. All of them are opened. Cinnabon's here. A lot of your famous name brands are here. Rainforest Cafe is here. Still, Theater's here. Peppa Pig is here. So, oh yeah, Round One Arcade and Bowling is still here, so I had done a live show from here back in April of 2019. Most around the same time, actually, to be honest. But I want to say that might have been April the 7th of 2019. Or maybe it was April 14th. I think it was the 7th, to be honest. I think it was the 7th, not the 14th. No, it would have been 8th or 15th. It was the 8th. It was the 8th. It would have been the 8th of April. But, so, 3 years later, yes, there were some stores that pulled out. But then there were a few other new ones that came and took their place. So it's a mall that really has held its own. And I'm glad to say that, unlike some other malls like Fashion Square Mall in Saginaw, Midland Mall in Midland, and some others, Lakeside Mall, I have not been back to in a few years, but I understand that they have been bleeding tenants. But here we're in a mall that's still doing good for, very good for itself. The one thing I wish they would change is the hours, and go back to, preferably go back to 9 o'clock for every day but Sunday, but at least 8 o'clock. Because 7 o'clock, in my mind, that doesn't cut it. But what I'll say I wish was different, but I don't know how that would work, but maybe this indoor outlet could be the outlet, indoor outlet mall that changes it is, I've never seen an indoor outlet mall as a Chick-fil-A in. In fact, I don't think there is one. Last I checked, Dallas's didn't, not Houston, not Phoenix, not Atlanta, Charlotte, Philly, New York / New Jersey area, D.C., Baltimore, Chicago, Denver, none of the big indoor outlet malls that I know of, at least, has a Chick-fil-A. And why did I go by metro area? I did that because most of these metro areas that have indoor outlet malls, normally they'll only have one. Sometimes they might have two, like in the case of the Miami area. One's Miami, one's Fort Lauderdale. And then the Florida one, I mean the D.C. area has two. But, nonetheless, like I was saying a minute ago, none of them have Chick-fil-A. And what I'm curious is, why can't this one be the one that changes it? Look at Opry Mills in Nashville. They are getting a Cheesecake Factory in the mall. I believe there's one in Florida that has one, but it's not in the building, I don't believe. It's one of the Miami area ones. But maybe this can be the one that puts a Chick-fil-A in. I'm ready for it. I don't have anything against Burger King or Kirby or Endeavor, but I'd rather have a Chick-fil-A or something like it, at least. Some have Popeyes. But tonight, what I want to do is kind of mention to you, what were the seven things, the seven sayings of Jesus that he said on the cross? And as I said last night, these sayings are not just little sayings or like figures of speech or whatever, just random things. No, these are things that are documented in your Bible that Jesus said when he was on the cross. One of them we read was, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's the only one I'm going to give to you right this minute. There are six others things that he said. And these are powerful things. This is something that Dr. Barclay has preached on several times before, and it's one of the ones that I've always enjoyed. So I always figure, you know, and it's great to imitate those who follow God. Like, it's good to be able to break it, you know, down in a bite-sized, you know, little pieces, bits and pieces of it. And that's why a lot of times you'll see me refer to Dr. Barclay. I love the way he lays it out there and gives us lists. And does it systematically. Curse those words to the ground in Jesus' name. Ain't no sickness or disease in my body. Healed and whole. I don't know where that came from, but systematically, that's the word I was looking for. Systematically. Not the other thing. But anyhow, nonetheless, we'll have that. And then I want to talk to you about what it was like with the resurrection of Jesus. Because Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming, and I'm glad that it is.
Dad,
it's probably time to start heading out. Start heading out of here. Are you here? In a minute, it's gonna be time for me to start heading out of here because it's gonna be closing. And as I said, I don't want to be left in here. I love them all, but I love this mall, but I don't want to be locked in it all night when no one else is here. I really don't. Rather be home in my bed, sleeping, when it's middle of the night, than be stuck in. Even if it was the best mall anywhere on the face of the earth, I... All righty. Now, there are two things that I want to bring up that I always or normally try to bring up every night. First of all, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how gracious God has been. How God has done so many miracles in my life. There's been so many. It's unreal, the things that God's done. And I'm going to see more miracles. And I believe in the miracle worker. And the fact that Jesus is still the miracle worker, still a miracle working God, we still serve a miracle working God, that's something to be encouraged about. That's a reason to be encouraged. I mean, everyone faces discouragement. If you haven't, you will. Disappointment. And be encouraged, just knowing that we are real people. We have real problems. Yeah, we do. But you know what? We serve a real God, a mighty God, who is able and willing. I don't know about you, but I'm helping myself. We serve a real God, who's willing and able, and I am just so thankful to him for all that he has done, all that he's going to do, all that he's doing. I just know that Jesus will do what it is that I am believing for him to do. And it, it's just great to see him, what he, great to testify. And to Dad, sorry about that. Just that I am going to need to walk out of here any second, because they are going to shut this place for the night. But let me just see here. When I think of the goodness of God, it just makes me really proud. Makes me want to dance, shout, praise, clap. It just makes me so excited. So you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. What? And you can let the book be a blessing into your life. You can let the book be a blessing on your life. Oh, good. Oh, good. You found me. It's time to go. I was just making sure so we could leave. That's all. Because it's now time to leave. Okay, listeners. But anyhow. So you can go online, check out the book, buy the book. Let it be a blessing to you. And why not buy it one for someone else and to give to them as an Easter present, if you wish. But don't tell them the Easter Bunny gave it to you, because last I checked, the Easter Bunny doesn't carry books. Unless he's saved. Dad, do you know of a saved Easter Bunny?
No.
Oh! Well, neither do I. Just be a blessing. Yeah, and their life. And so it can let it be an encouragement to you, too, because it really should build up your faith. If it doesn't, then, man, you're a dry sponge. You don't know what to do. But squeeze everything out of that thing you can. Like a sponge thing, you just squeeze. Yes. All right. So now, the other thing I want to remind you about is the... this has been a blessing into your life, which I pray that it has over the years that I've been doing this. Why not consider sowing your seed your seed into the Miracleman program. Bestowing a seed into the program. It helps keep us going. It really helps keep us going if you would just, sow a seed. And as you sow your seed, I pray over your seed. And I want to see you get blessed above and beyond. And I always, by the way, we're in the season of the heat. Laying the foundation of the heat, actually. And there's the 5 months of heat: March, April, May, June, July. Now in the Bible it says the third month through the seventh month, but in the Old Testament time, in that calendar, their calendar wasn't quite the same as ours. But the way God has showed it to Dr. Brown, who kind of had this idea, of course, based on the Bible, was that for our calendar, that it starts, he literally first taught this on literally the 28th day of the month of February, 2021. And God had showed him, like, that morning, that's tomorrow, the third month, March 1st of 2021, was the initiation of the 5 months of the heat. Now the heat from the 5 months started. It was after, was once they were allowed to come back into the church, because in the Old Testament, they shut down the church. Did you know that, Dad? Did you know that in those previous chapters they shut down the church?
Yep.
They shut down the church, and so the church had opened, but certain tribes would not come back. Just like you've had a certain percentage in America, thank God for Living Word, few people here and there maybe haven't come back, but we've had some new people, so we've stayed. But they had multiple tribes who would not come back to worship. So for whatever reason, thought, why would we go back? We were out for a long time. Why would we go back? We can just stay home in our pajamas and pretend that it's popcorn in a movie, but it's more spiritual. And just, the problem with that, you see, is it says, do not forsake the gathering of yourselves together. Oh, but that's, do not forsake the gathering of yourselves together. And then it says, even more so, as you see the day of the coming approaching, after the last day. Well, this is not a day of nothing. The things of God. But the heat, those are for God's people. They're not for anyone. They're for people of God. If you didn't know, year 2022, you know what that means? Double heat. Last year, heat sounds just financial. They can be heat. The blood God has in store for you. Maybe for you, if you're a pastor, it could mean heat different numbers. You want to run out of it. Different things. And I'm just have different listeners. Maybe one of them is a pastor. So just try to be. So, the verse I want to give to you tonight is, shall supply all of your needs according to the gas, the price of gas. Oh, wait, it doesn't say that. According to your bank account, according to, I'm so sorry. Again, it said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Not according to circumstance. It's based on his glory. That's what it said. My God supplies my needs, your needs, you know, as you believe and ask of him. And you have to be able to ask God what it is that, you know, you got to be it's good to be believing for something. There's verses in the Bible that tell us, you have not because you ask not. And if you do ask, and there's certain people who said, and if you do ask, you ask amiss. Meaning you didn't exactly ask the right way. Or maybe you asked and then you doubted. And that's not me. That's not me. I haven't let myself be a doubter. I'm a believer. I really, honestly, I believe in the Word of God. All right, now I want to sing a couple of songs, and then go on into. I'm going to be talking for a little bit about the resurrection and what happened there. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Just in the corners of your mind, if you're looking for answers for what you cannot find, you can count on Jesus. He will see you through. And whatever you ask in prayer, maybe he will do it for you. Let me tell you that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. And I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. So glad he did. Oh, I don't know. I don't know why Jesus loved me. And I don't know why he cared. And I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. So glad he did. Take me back to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Oh, Lord, I want to go back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back. Oh, take me back, Lord, to a place where I first received you. Take me back. Wanna go back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Thank you, Jesus. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that brings me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain. For it flows to the lowest valley. Yeah. For the blood that brings me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Ooh. For me, it has no over me but the blood that brings me strength from day to day, and will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain. For it flows to the lowest valley. Yeah. Oh, the blood that brings me strength from day to day, it will never lose, never lose. For it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley, yeah. The blood that brings me strength from day to day, it will never lose, never lose, it will never lose. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Jesus, for your blood that was shed for us. worthy is the lamb that was slain for us, your blood poured out for us on the cross that does not lose its power. Power thereof remains still to this day. Thank you, Lord God, for that. Thank you for these upcoming days, including Good Friday. It wasn't so good for you. He wasn't good at all for you, Jesus, but it was so good for us, even though it was not good for you. Oh, but then Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. You are risen. And thank you, Lord God, for this time, as it's great to serve you. It really is. And thank you for all these listeners who are tuned in to me, wherever they're tuning in from, on this, across different time zones, different countries. Thank you, Master, for every one of these listeners. And thank you that whatever it is that they're believing for from you, that they would receive tonight. And thank you that you're healing bodies, you're healing minds, you're strengthening, you're healing hearts. No, I don't just mean blood pumpers. I mean hearts that might have become sour, hearts that might have become bitter, hearts that might have become not the way you want them to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you that you anoint me tonight to teach what you said when you were on the cross and to talk about the resurrection and what happened there and what does it mean for us that you're using me, and that you would, the listeners, that these listeners would be able to, would receive. They'd be able to concentrate on this and not be distracted by other things. And I thank you, Lord, for that. In your name, we pray. Passion over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increase, big increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In your matchless name, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to talk to you about, first of all, about before we get into the resurrection, I figured I would take a few minutes and talk about what were the seven things that he said, that Jesus said when he was on the cross. One of the things that he said after the ninth hour was, my God, why have you forsaken me? Another one that he said that had a lot of great big impact was, into your hands I commit my spirit. Into your hands. That was Jesus saying unto the Father. Into your hands I commit my spirit. That he said was, I thirst. That was when he was thirsty. He had said that he would not drink from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God came. Another one, he said, behold your mother. Another one was, behold your son. And then another big one, he said, when he said, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, not what I will, but what you will. Does that count, or was that before, or in your mind, was that before? Even though in Luke's account he shed blood there because he's in prayer.
Yeah.
That one was premature. That was one of the last things that he said, like under the Lord before the cross, before the cross, and then one of them I might have. No, I forgot. But another big one that's super powerful, that basically, he was when he said, it is finished. He said it is, where it talks about how he says it is finished, and then after he says that, he breathes his last, and it's done. He dies on the cross for us. As I said a few minutes ago, not a great day for Jesus, but great day for us. And now before we get into discussion of the resurrection, I'll start by saying this. If someone were to ask you, what does the resurrection of Jesus mean for you? Well, for me, it means new life. It means new life that I have with Jesus. It means that I have new life. We have new life in Jesus. That's what it means. It means, literally, as I said, new life. Because Jesus is, in fact, the resurrection and the life. He told us that. By he, I mean Jesus told us that very specifically, that he was resurrection and life. And it's one of those things that when you, it could be easy maybe sometimes to overlook it and to just maybe read over it or something, and you might be like, it might have some power. But honestly, I don't know why I jumped the gun. I jumped the gun a little bit by maybe a couple minutes here. So first, listeners, I want to do first of all. So very early on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and other people, they go to the tomb, they go to look for Jesus's body. They go there, they see the stone rolled away. After we had read last night, they had the security guards there keeping watch near the stone. they were keeping watch over that too. But Sunday morning, the first day of the week, they go up to that tomb, and what do they see? What do they see? They see that he's not there. And these ladies are like, oh, they've taken away my Lord. They've taken away my Jesus. They don't know where they. I don't know where they put him. And they're like, oh, you know, worried, all wondering, and all, you know, frazzled, and, you know, they're like, well, I love Jesus, but where is he? An angel appears to them, and the angel says, he's like, well, you're looking for Jesus, aren't you? And they said, yes, and they're like, and they said, seven powerful words. He is not here. He is not here. What they meant is by that is he's not in that tomb no more. He is not in that tomb anymore. He got up. Oh, come on, somebody. He got up. Oh, I hope if you're at home, I hope you're shouting. He got up. And it says here, it said, he has risen. And we all know the believers all said, he has risen indeed. We know that, you know, that many believers, that's what many of the believers have said, is he has risen indeed. Because it's true. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, was and sacrificed his life, he gave the ultimate sacrifice for us. He didn't do that for him. He did that for us so that we could have what? New life in him. I knew that, but that was a test. New life in him, so we could have freedom in him. Not, yes, freedom from things. Freedom from sin, not freedom to go out and do it. And people will go out and do things that you know, that they shouldn't, that Christians shouldn't necessarily be doing, like, you know, go, you know, like, sleeping around and all those kinds of things that they shouldn't be doing. Sinning, living in sin. But sometimes they'll say, it's under the blood. Oh, it's under the blood. It's under the blood. Why do I need to ask for forgiveness? Oh. About that, Jesus is the sin forgiver. That's one of the benefits that we have, is the forgiveness of sin. But I don't know about you, but I don't want to be abusing that. I don't want to be abusing that. But just willfully keep just sinning and sinning and sinning and being short of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, because blaspheming the Holy Spirit is the ultimate unpardonable sin. But for everything else, there's forgiveness. But under the new covenant, we have things like freedom from sin. Dominion. We have power over demons. Power over sickness. Amen. We have liberty in Jesus. Life, and life more abundantly. Jesus died so we could live Jesus died so we could stand here today. He died so I could stand here today without shame, without pain. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Now, there was a song that we used to sing back in the 1990s about that. It was like, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, wholeness, rescue, restoration, renewal, deliverance. That is salvation to those who believe, to those who believe." It's for those who believe. It's not just for anybody. It's for those who believe. Do you believe tonight? Or do you A, not know my Jesus, or B, doubting? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, but when you see the resurrection, it was such a powerful event, sunrise, and all these people are there, and they're all glorifying him, and they can't believe what they've seen. But he kept having to appear to his disciples in different forms, because at first they couldn't believe. They didn't believe. So he had to appear to them in different forms. Finally, it is you. It is my Jesus. It's Jesus. But at first they're like, "Well, who is that?" And then it became to the ascension, where he's speaking to the disciples. And he's telling them, and all these certain things. And as he talks, he goes. And so it is truly an awesome thing that Jesus has done. What I mean by that is, I mean the resurrection. The fact that he would, part of what he bought for us was that salvation. And believe it or not, did you know, salvation is the greatest miracle of all. Yes, as the miracle man, I just said it. Salvation is, in fact, the greatest miracle of all. Nothing wrong with the other miracles, the financial miracles, the healing miracles, the deliverance miracles. All those are awesome, fantastic, wonderful. But the greatest miracle of all, you see, is your salvation. And you should be happy to be saved. Being saved isn't something you should be sad about. It's something you should be thankful for. It's something you should praise God for, because he saved my soul from the pits of hell. Because Jesus said, unless you're born again, What? Oh, I'm so sorry. But those who are not born again, they don't go to heaven. Don't be one of those people that Jesus has to look in the eye and say, I never knew you. Well, I did all these works. I never knew you. But Jesus said, I never knew you. You're not one of those, are you? I do not plan to be one of those where Jesus looks in the eye and says, I never knew you. Because I accepted him into my heart as a young boy, a very young boy. And have I been perfect? No. Who is? The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. I've never ran away from God. And some people think, and you could say, and maybe Mom, you could tell me. I feel like some people think that some of the greatest testimonies can be those people, maybe who got, who lived in the darkness, weren't saved, and then gave their lives to Christ, or they might say the greatest testimony might be one who got saved and then they went out like crazy into the world, lived like the world, lived crazy, maybe almost died, from the drugs, the alcohol, the whatever else, and then they rededicate their life to Christ. And I feel like there's people out there who think that that's the better testimony, or at least they feel like they get more out of it. Isn't that true that people think that, Mom? That as opposed to sometimes, and honestly, the greatest testimony can actually be more like they got saved, they gave their life to Christ at a young age, and they stayed that way. That's actually better. Because it's not because start in light and end up in darkness and then maybe on your deathbed, come back to the light. No. If you start in the darkness, you end with the light of Jesus. And it's not just about going to heaven. I don't just do this, it's not just, I want to go to heaven. I want to store up treasures in heaven where no moth or rust do corrupt. No moth or rust corrupt. And no thieves break in to steal my donut machine. No, not just my donut machine, anything. That might be there. I know why. But nonetheless, because people will store up treasures on earth. And they'll work hard, they get all that stuff. But it's not eternal. Guess what? Your earthly house will not go with you to heaven. As much as you might love it, will not go with you to heaven. I'm sorry to tell you that. Your car won't go with you to heaven. Your hot tub won't go with you to heaven if you have one. Your boat, your RV, your money. Nope, that won't go with you to heaven. The only thing that will go with you to heaven is people. 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 That's it. One to one souls. You can take people to heaven with. Take people to heaven with you. Because, as I've heard it taught many a time before, that's all that can go there with you. Now, do I feel like there'll be, you know, other things too? Yeah. And you know what else I know? Some of the people that I miss dearly over the course of my life that no longer live on Earth, that lived on Earth, that I'm going to get to see them there. And I'm going to be so happy to see them. And I don't know what their voices are going to sound like. Guess what else? In heaven, and I'm believing too on the earth, so I'm going to see too. But you know what? In heaven, I'm going to be able to see these people. And whatever they looked like on earth, they're going to look that much better in heaven. I'm serious. They're going to look better in heaven than what they were on the earth. I can guarantee you. Ladies, you won't have to wear makeup in heaven. You will not have to wear makeup in heaven. Unless you want to, which you can. You to wear a tie in heaven. I had to give, you know, guys equal time because I know my dad does not like to wear a tie. He wants to ban the tie as much as he wants to get rid of the mask. Because where to me, I can stand to wear a tie. I'm good with the tie. Other guys wear a tie, fine by me. But the mask, oh, the second I step out of a place where I'm required to wear a face diaper, the thing comes off on my face, and I'm like goodbye. Which, by the way, you know what? Your mask will not be in heaven with you. There are no masks, face diapers, whatever you want to call them, in heaven. You don't need them. And even if you, when you were, and even on the saints who, you know, they're on the earth and maybe they got a mask on their face. Well, when they get up to heaven, that mask will not be up on their face. And they'll have a smile on that face. You know, listeners, my mom actually had a mask at one point, and it said, "I'm actually smiling." Do you know where it is, Mama? The mask that you had that said, "I'm actually smiling." Oh, when's the last time you saw it? Oh, but listeners, my mom had a mask that said that. It said, "I'm actually smiling," underneath the mask. But you know what? In heaven, you won't be wearing that thing. You won't need it. Because there is no sickness and disease there. And I thank the Lord Jesus for His resurrection power. That resurrection power that He is. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And so sorry about that, listeners. I was just seeing what the talk was real. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time tonight. For those who tuned in, thank you for this word tonight. Oh, Lord God, thank you for what you did for us, for this holy week. God forbid that these Christians will slack on you, skip church, skip prayer, to celebrate Easter. We're gonna seek you, and we're gonna be in tune to you, and we're gonna rejoice because of you, because of what you've done. Yes. We celebrate you and what you did for us. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In your name, Jesus. Now, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, that no evil shall befall us, because you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood. A car might crash tonight, but it won't be you and it won't be yours. Someone else that you know. Someone may be, a plane may crash tonight or this weekend, but it won't be you and it won't be yours. No one you know. You get because angels, your angels, Jesus, are camped round about us. No terrorists, no sickness, no disease. None of these evil things will be near us, our immediate loved ones, because you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And I give that we will be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. And remember, folks, he is risen. He is risen. Till next time, God first, God always. Happy Easter. And until next time, so everybody.